As a longtime theater lover, when I first came to Western North Carolina, I learned all about Flat Rock Playhouse, the State Theater of North Carolina. On Monday, I spoke with Hillary Hart, Managing Director at Flat Rock Playhouse. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. The next big production opens tonight, and it's Les Miserables. But before we get into that, I have to ask, what does the Managing Director at Flat Rock Playhouse do?
The managing director is responsible for the business administration and the oversight of the financial and fiduciary responsibilities for the organization. So departments that report to me directly are marketing, development, facilities, anything having to do with our general operations, and then strategic planning for the business moving forward.
Okay. Well, it sounds like basically you're in charge.
It's a bifurcated system, actually. It was a conscious choice that the Board of Trustees made in the last couple of years to take it from a singular producing artistic director model, which is what it has been throughout its history, into a bifurcated system, which will allow Vincent to focus a little bit more on the artistic aspect of producing and allow me to focus on the business aspect. So we actually each report, we are peers on the organizational chart, and we both report directly to the Board.
And Vincent's last name again is?
Marini, M-A-R-I-N-I.
Okay. My memory of Flat Rock, as you say, there was one person at the top that kind of handled everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems to me as though the way that this is remaining the State Theater of North Carolina is by opening up and doing other things. The Downtown Theater is new.
It is. I think the intention all along and the programming all along has been, the approach to it anyway, has been a holistic approach to the programming, in that, you know, it was about performing arts education. It was about arts education and how that enriches people's lives, starting at a very early age all the way up through becoming a patron of the arts and a supporter and contributor to the arts. And I think that that's always been part of the mission, vision, and values of Flat Rock Playhouse. I will say that, yes, the downtown space is new, a new addition to it, and part of that was to kind of branch out in a way that would allow another point of entry into what we do. The main campus feels a little secluded, and since there's so much traffic, especially in the summertime downtown, what we wanted to do was expand our programming and give people the opportunity to see our productions in a different venue, slightly different productions. Some of the things that we do downtown are a little more contemporary, although not always, and give someone an access point that they might not ordinarily have by coming to our main campus.
When does the season begin?
Our seasons typically, our shows typically begin like around the first or second week of April. We go into rehearsals in March, but our shows begin in April, and then they run all the way through December.
And, of course, we're getting ready for the big one.
Yes, Les Miserables. It is beautiful. It is a wonderful, wonderful production. They've been working night and day to get it up and going, and it's stunning. The music is beautiful. The story is beautiful. The production values here at the Playhouse are just impeccable. It's amazing. I think everyone is going to be very, very pleased with the end result. Definitely something not to miss this season. I don't know that Flat Rock Playhouse has ever done anything this ambitious.
The music of Les Miserables is just unbelievable in its ability to just make you want to move. You kind of feel like you have to go out and fight for something.
Indeed. Indeed, absolutely. You know, it really does inspire you and motivate you to go out and do something amazing. And I think that that's one of the wonderful things about live theater as opposed to any other medium, although I love other mediums. I think one of the things about live theater that makes it so special and so different and so critical to who we are as a community and as a species is that visceral reaction that you have. There is a palpable, I mean, truly, I keep using the word, but it's true, palpable energy that happens between the audience and the actors on stage. And when you're in that room with everyone, with live musicians playing for you, it's remarkable. Theater has such a power of transformation on people's lives that I think a lot of people don't quite realize. So,
and one thing, and you talked about theater transforming. What kind of things do you do for the younger folks? Because for me, in every situation that I've been involved with in theater, I want to drag kids into it.
You bet.
You know, because it just seems to me that if you get a hold of a kid, no matter how shy, no matter how inward they might be, or even the bullies, you know, mm-hmm. you put them together in a group situation like a theater production, and suddenly it becomes teamwork, and suddenly it becomes a whole different kid.
That's right.
Do you see that happening?
Absolutely. I will say that Flat Rock Playhouse has one of the most comprehensive education and outreach programs that I've seen. It's wonderful. We start from pre-K and go all the way up through adult classes, like continuing education. And it is absolutely amazing what you see when you have a child who, as you said, could be very shy, very much an introvert, suddenly emerge and blossom into this wonderful, wonderful, charismatic personality. It's one of the most rewarding things that I think anybody can ever witness. And that's something, too, you know, when we talk about arts education, not only in the public school system, but also those things that institutions like Flat Rock Playhouse offer, those programs, we're not just training the next generation of arts performers or arts administrators or technicians. We're training the next generation of community leaders and community members. What you learn participating in one of our classes is self-confidence and teamwork and strategy and tactics and all of those wonderful, important qualities that make you a well-rounded individual. It is really about a community service. What we offer as a nonprofit business is about community service. We're not a private business. We're a 501c3 that does serve our community in ways other than just providing entertaining programming on our stages. We absolutely rely on our ability to educate our youth in this community to send them on to be better versions of themselves, really.
Well, it just sounds great to me, and we'll back up again and mention the reason why we're talking today, and that is that Les Mis will be opening tonight.
Yes.
We're opening.
Yes, tonight.
It will be, of course, at the main campus of Flat Rock. Ticket information?
You can find on our website, which is flatrockplayhouse.org,
okay.
Or you can call our box office, which is 828-693-0731, and it runs through August 18th.
All right. Well, it sounds fantastic to me. Hillary Hart, Managing Director at Flat Rock Playhouse, and, of course, the new one opening up tonight is Les Miserables. Thank you so much, Hillary. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.